Yeah, maybe just throw it in there somewhere. You know, I had this podcast called Bhakti Yoga for Us Beginners in Swedish. And then well, it kind of, you could say, appeared as an offshoot to or part of a branch of Radio Krishna in Sweden, which is actually of old honorable inheritance, since it goes back to the near radio run by the, well, Radio Krishna back then, devotees from ISKCON mainly. And so yeah, you go to radio-krishna, and you've got the 2000 programs going back to the early 80s, and maybe Radio Rama one day. So yeah, but then I can kind of hear them saying, you know, the old timers. I'm not sure, but maybe there are some voices, at least in minds. Why doesn't he wear tilak? Why does he have hair on his head? I don't know. Why is he not wearing devotional dress attire? If he is posing to be some advanced Vaishnava teaching us. But that's the thing. Someone got on my case because I said that I include myself in beginner, you know, Vaishnavas, Bhaktas, beginners. Upon which I got kind of criticized. It's just, you know, a certain culture that has, for some reason, developed around the ISKCON, or I don't know, Western Gaudiya followers. I don't know. Or some places, some countries, I don't, maybe that's like that. That, yes. Let's find the faults, you know. We call it fault finding. I never heard that word before. So yeah. And then someone may, I guess, thought that I just did this false humility thing or whatever, but one thing I just want to honestly tell you, that today, these days, I'm just myself. And I feel, since I am a beginner on this, it's such a big, fantastic, wonderful path, this path of bhakti, which some fools may think that they have now approached the, I mean, fools in a kind way, okay? The pinnacles of the great heights of, I've been walking this yoga ladder for 50 years. But what's 50 years? I don't know about myself, but I see some friends who didn't change very much in the last 50 years. I feel like I did, but that was because of some real good challenges that Krishna put there. But anyway, so, well, I could joke that since I am a beginner, this is how I am. I'm just myself dressing the way I like to dress, and well, that's all you get here. But I also say that I just want to be myself. If you ask me what my great goals in life are, that's all I answer today. I just want to be myself. And that's basically my prayer to God these days. Dari Kagir, Dari Guru Dev, there in the heart. Please help me to just be myself here with you and all the devotees. Vrindavan is where the devotees are. It's so nice. And it's so simple, and there's nothing really to fight about, to quarrel about, to find faults about. And there is room for each one doing it his or her way. It's not my way or the highway. You know, we haven't invented these sayings. I never heard them before I came to the Krishna Conscious Movement. From the Americans, who are cool in a way because they really got in or had at least initiative and strength to act and do things. Well, I guess it's more the Russians or the Chinese. By the way, Mr. Chinese Sadhu, when you are the Chinese in mainland China, gotta get their mercy. You got a fertile ground there, which is, well, it's enough for quite a bunch of ambitious Sankirtan preachers. So, I mean, it's not that we should just close down and end our lives now. So, anyway, this is what this guy is doing here, just talking, being himself. And if you can take that and appreciate that, then why not subscribe? And if not, then I'll see you somewhere.